This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into something a bit different, maybe surprisingly charming. We're looking at a short story called The Glow-in-the-Dark Pumpkin Patch. Not your usual, you know, market analysis or tech breakdown.
Right, and it might seem a little, well, whimsical, but the idea is to treat this narrative almost like a case study. Mm. We're looking at the actions, the outcomes of the sort of emotional economy within the story.
Exactly. That's the mission today. We want to unpack what's going on with Farmer Jolly's pumpkin patch in this place, Maple Hollow. You're set up for a classic autumn festival vibe, right? Hayrides, cider, the usual.
Yeah, you expect cozy. But the story just kind of throws that out the window pretty quickly. As soon as the sun sets, things don't just get dark. Something pretty magical happens instead.
And that's the hook, isn't it? The big surprise. The pumpkins. They started glowing, not just like faintly. Mm-hmm. This is the story's big opening moment.
Yeah, it's immediate. From a narrative standpoint, it's interesting because the magic isn't something they discover later. It's just there.
Yeah.
Right from the start, the pumpkins glowed. That's the baseline reality of this world, apparently.
And the description is just, wow. The source says the patch lit up in every color imaginable. So think really intense colors. Oranges like lanterns, greens like emeralds, purples like starlight.
It's incredibly visual. Almost overwhelming, maybe. And they even mention unique ones like rainbow pumpkins with stripes of actual light. It sets this really high bar for the magic. It's abundant. Almost effortless at first.
And there's that sensory detail, too, the humming. It says they hummed softly like they were singing.
Yeah.
Which I think is a subtle clue, isn't it? That there's some kind of active energy there.
Definitely. It's not just pretty light. And the story confirms this. The magic is interactive. It's sentient. You have that bit where one pumpkin literally wiggles and rolls towards a child, Mia.
Oh, right. And it glows brighter, like saying, pick me.
Exactly. And another one blinks its light like a firefly. So these pumpkins, they have agency. They respond.
Okay, so you've got this incredible, responsive, seemingly endless source of light and wonder. It sounds almost too perfect. Why even introduce a problem if the magic is so great? What's the narrative doing there?
Well, that's the setup, right? Yeah. You establish this amazing thing, this seemingly limitless resource, and then you show the cracks. The story quickly signals that actually this magic isn't infinite. It's fragile.
Ah, okay. So it's not sustainable just on its own. And that leads us to the turning point. The kids are playing, everything's glowing, and then they notice something's wrong.
Yeah, Harper, one of the kids, points it out. The littlest pumpkins are flickering weakly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a visual sign that the system is failing. The magic is running out.
And that immediately creates stakes, right? Because the whole point of the glow was to guide people to the festival if the lights go out.
The festival fails.
Yeah.
The community connection is lost. So, yeah, it shifts quickly from just passive wonder to, okay, we have a crisis here. How do we manage this resource?
And your first thought is probably, okay, they need more magic. Maybe Farmer Jolly has a secret potion or there's a special chant. But the solution he offers is, well, it's surprisingly simple, almost mundane even.
Completely. It just subverts everything. Farmer Jolly basically says, forget potions, forget spells.
Yeah.
He tells the kids, these pumpkins glow brighter when they feel kindness. Try it.
Kindness. That's the fuel source. Not magic dust or moonlight, but kindness.
Exactly. It reframes the whole thing. The energy source isn't external or mystical. It's internal. It's relational. It's an emotional economy.
Wow. Okay, so that's the core idea then. This human quality, kindness, becomes a tangible, measurable power source in this world. It's saying the initial magic was maybe just like starter fuel, but the real sustainable energy comes from effort. Emotional effort.
And notice the difference. The initial magic was fading, depleting. It seemed finite. But kindness, in this story's logic, seems to be the opposite. It proliferates. Giving it makes more light.
Right. It's not used up. It actually grows. The act of giving kindness increases the total output.
Yeah, the whole patch basically becomes this little experiment proving that empathy creates abundance.
So if kindness is the answer, what does that look like in practice? The story is specific, isn't it? It's not just thinking nice thoughts. The kids have to do something.
Yes, and it's very direct, very physical. They go to those flickering pumpkins, and they pat them, they hug them, they even sing to them. It's about translating that feeling, that kindness, into deliberate action, applying empathy.
Okay, so they're putting in this emotional labor directed at the weakest parts of the system, and the result. Does it work slowly or...
Instantly. That's the beauty of it. The source says those little pumpkins immediately lit up like fireworks.
Mm.
It's this perfect feedback loop. Their kindness generates this visible, dazzling light. It's measurable.
And that connects the small actions to the big picture, right?
Absolutely. Because that renewed light, that surge from the little pumpkins, it fills a whole field.
Yeah.
And suddenly the patch is so bright, it can be seen from the hills far away.
Wow. So their hugs literally saved the festival. They guided the families who were lost.
Yeah. The individual acts of care created the large-scale infrastructure needed for the community event. It's quite profound, actually.
It really is. So a simple act, like hugging a pumpkin, becomes this community-saving beacon. The crisis wasn't solved by finding more magic, but by applying a human virtue. And the whole thing ends up as this glowing carnival.
The story flips the script. Usually, heroes go find a magical object to fix things. Here, the story says the human connection, the kindness, is the magical object. That's the solution.
Okay, let's pull back and really nail down the lessons here. The source material itself spells it out pretty clearly, doesn't it?
It does. The summary basically says, magical pumpkins need help. Kids learn kindness makes them shine brightest. Simple enough.
But the real takeaway, the metaphor.
Right. The metaphor is that people are like those pumpkins. We shine brighter, we glow when we feel... loved, included, cared for. That feeling, that input of kindness, produces a visible external result.
It's not just a nice sentiment. It's almost presented as physics or economics. Your internal state, fueled by kindness, affects the whole environment.
Precisely. And that leads to the really big lesson. Kindness is like light. And crucially, the more you give, the brighter the world becomes.
So unlike the initial magic that ran out, kindness is framed as this infinitely renewable resource. Using it doesn't deplete it, it amplifies it for everyone.
Exactly. It's a resource where spending it actually increases the total supply. A very different model from, say, scarcity economics.
That's a really powerful idea packed into a children's story about glowing pumpkins. We went from this quirky magical event to a pretty universal truth about human connection. Kindness as the catalyst for brilliance.
And it emphasizes focusing that kindness, that care, on the little pumpkins, right? The parts that are struggling or overlooked. That focused care isn't just helping that one spot. It's contributing to the overall brightness, the success of the whole system.
Okay, so let's leave our listeners with something to think about. That light generated by the kids' kindness, it was strong enough to be seen from miles away, guiding families. So here's the thought. How might the light from your own small, focused acts of kindness ripple out?
The metaphorical hugs or songs you offer to the flickering parts of your own world, personal or professional, could they be creating a signal, a guidepost, that's visible further than you think?
Are your individual acts of care building a kind of infrastructure of light that helps people you don't even know find their way? Something for you to mull over?
Yeah.
That visible, maybe even measurable impact of kindness radiating outwards?